position of honor over there in front of the mic. Mr. Eads, do you have anything to say while you're there?
Since this is our first budget meeting in our new facilities, what we'll do tonight, those who want to come and speak to the committee, they can come up to this particular microphone, lay out their documents here. We're going to give that a shot, see how that works. So the mic will be hot. When it's green, it's ready to go. So I'm just going to leave it hot for whoever.
Perfect. Thank you. Screens, I believe, Justices, we can utilize the screens tonight. Ms. Maxwell has all statement of operations she can pull up. She can pull up budgets. She can pull up all that kind of stuff. If you want to see it, we also have everything but the statement of operations in front of us. We have all the budgets. I'll just give y'all a review of what we have. Right, the big stack is the budgets and what's been requested. The paper that looks like this with red and green numbers on it. These are all the funds and all the departments within those funds. It shows the 2025 appropriation and what they're asking for 2026, and then shows the difference between the two. Let's see, you got the agenda. This sheet right here is kind of the order we're going to try to look at taking everything tonight. Courts, ARP, and judges' budgets, and kind of how we'll go down the line there.
Those are the same?
Not really. Take the one with three columns. Use the one with three columns.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then you have a stack that says 2026 projections in the top right corner. And what these are by fund, so you can kind of see what Scott's projections are for revenue, carryover. We'll walk through all that as we get there. Justice, I just want to ask you if you have any questions about our procedure. Some of y'all have. This is not your first rodeo. You have any questions, Justice Meeks? All right.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Rock and roll. Let's see. I think first we're going to take up our juvenile courts budgets. We're going to start with 1000.0402. Do we have a motion to accept that budget?
Make a motion we approve the budget for 1000.0402.
Second.
Judge Braswell, I'll give you the floor just to see if you have anything in general to say about any of your budgets.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for getting me called up. My daughter's got a basketball game in 30 minutes, and my wife doesn't think I'm going to make it, so I'm going to prove her wrong, hopefully. This is probably the most relaxed I've come into a budget meeting. This is my 13th budget meeting to come in front of you, and we worked really hard, as most of you know, in our juvenile court. Just as a couple of reminders on our appropriation for our juvenile officers, we receive up to half, but no more than $20,000 in reimbursement for each position that we have. So we stay on top of that, make sure we get our appropriations. The only increase we have is, unfortunately, we're required to get two new copiers. They come out of two different budgets. I think I have like 75 budgets before each year with different grants and things we get. That's the only increase. Everything else has stayed the same. This committee and the court as a whole has always been extremely supportive of our efforts in juvenile court, and we certainly do our best to be as fiscally responsible as we can be. There are a lot of communities that aren't able to support their juvenile court the way that you do, and it's always just a pleasure to be here, so thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Justices, I'll bring attention to in his budget, you'll see, and I'll just say Mr. Higgins got us set up with these iPads here. You'll have to thumb your way through them and figure out, but all the budgets are in here. So like you said, there's only an increase on below the line when we're talking about other expenditures besides personnel, an increase of $704.96. The bulk of the increase in this budget, $22,550, is what we call above the line. That's on personnel, salaries, and all the rest of the things that go along with that. And that is due to a 3% cost of living adjustment. So as you look at all these budgets, we've been in conversation. conversation with the treasurer's office, with the judge's office, look at economic numbers and everything else to land at a 3% cost of living adjustment across the board in our 2026 budget. So that's something we can discuss and change and argue about if we want to, but that's what's in here right now. So all the increases you see above the line are going to be, not all of them, but a majority of them are going to be due to that 3% cost of living adjustment that's been added. Justices, any questions on that? Any questions for Judge Braswell? All right, we had a motion, a second. All in favor of approval of, let's see, 1000.0402, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And let's see. He's got a number of other budgets. Justice Coates, do you have a number, a motion on the rest of those budgets?
You need a number or you need a motion section?
Yeah, a motion.
Make a motion to put fund 1000.0433, so the next one, jail juvenile grant, on the table for discussion.
The 0433 is not theirs.
That's not yours?
No. 0431.
Okay.
Yeah, 0433 is the sheriff.
Okay.
It's juvenile jail.
I just saw juvenile inside it.
Yeah.
Simon's Braswell.
As a side note, just because I saw the big binder that Miss Woolley has, and the word juvenile jail was brought up, one of the issues that I've seen across the state, we, as y'all know, we work really hard to keep kids in the community out of jail. I believe right now there are 13 juveniles that are in the detention center for various things. So we try to only use that when absolutely necessary and appropriate. What we've seen in a lot of areas where counties have made the decision to close their juvenile jails, it's creating a huge stress on our DYS facilities, statewide facilities. And so even though as judges, we are trying our best to lower the number of kids in jail, lower the number of kids in DYS, when you do not have a safe and secure placement when necessary, it can have a dramatic impact on the safety for the community, the well-being of that juvenile. It's a big deal. And so that's not my budget. I certainly have kids under my order that are there. But I do want this committee to know that the fact that we have a juvenile detention center is extremely important to what we do, specifically what I do. And without that, we would be at a huge disadvantage. So I appreciate the fact that this committee and the full court supports the efforts of the sheriff in our juvenile detention centers.
Thank you, Judge.
So the next one we have marked is the juvenile probation. Is that yours?
Juvenile probation fees, 0431.
Yes, 0431. I'd like to make a motion to put 0431 on the table for discussion.
Second. Any questions, any discussion on 3031.0431? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put number 0440, Teen Court, on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on Teen Court?
Just as a reminder, we're thankful Centennial Bank sponsors our Teen Court program every year. They donate $5,000 every year so that we can do that. We're actually out recruiting high school seniors right now, so if you know any high school seniors, Faulkner and Van Buren County that are willing to and wanting to serve, we certainly would love to have them. So we're out in our recruiting efforts right now.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Put fund 0412 on the table for discussion. Oh, yes, ma'am. And I'll turn my microphone on. That probably helps too.
Yeah, but I don't know about just the last four off the top of my head.
Okay. I make a motion to put 3412.0412, which is juvenile court program, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion on juvenile court program?
This is funded by donations for when we go out and speak about the programs we have for our Girls Book Club.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put number 3505.0434, which is juvenile court grants, on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? I think the rest of these may be grants.
Yes, sir. The increase is just due to the amount of grants that we've been fortunate to receive from different entities.
Justice, any questions on juvenile grants? All in favor of 3505.0434, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Well, I could batch these next if you want to.
May not be 75, but it's close.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to put 3509.0441, 3514.0434, and 3515.0442 on the table for discussion. And I missed one, 3517.0444.
Second. All right, we've got a motion and a second. So we've got about five juvenile grants here.
Mr. Chairman, on the one that was just listed, the pass-through grants, that actually has been closed out for some time. I don't believe we even submitted.
The juvenile pass-through grant?
Yes, ma'am. I had it up on the board, but I think you said 0443.
0443.
These all have a zero budget request.
Yeah,
all of these.
I think we just have to.
I think he has to do the treasurer. They made us start putting them on here. The auditors.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
it was my understanding that that wasn't even in the budget book for last year.
Mm-hmm. And which
I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. That's right. It's been closed for a few years. Gotcha. My bad.
Okay.
Point of order on myself.
Discussion on the juvenile grants. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Judge Breswell, do you have any other budgets that you are aware of that we need to talk about? You might have something.
I don't think so. I think that took care of it all. So thank you very much. Anything else? Any other questions or anything?
Good.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you. I know. I'm going
to
win the bet with my wife. Which probably means I lose anyway.
So I'm just going to get us back on track here. If you look at the sheet with the three columns, Mary and Jake, or whoever wants to do the majority of the motioning, we've checked all the boxes down to 3517.0444, except for the very top one.
Yes,
and we can just keep rocking in order.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to put 1000.0401 Circuit Court First Division on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. We've got Circuit Court First Division. There, Judge Weaver.
You need that to look up.
You got anything you want to say about your stuff?
No, I didn't ask for any more money, so.
All the expenses we see here are above line expenses due to that 3% cost of living adjustment. Justice, is there any questions for Judge Weaver? All in favor of the motion to pass, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'd like to make a motion to put 1000.0403, which is Circuit Court Third Division, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We got a motion in a second. Sorry. All right. I don't exactly remember who Third Division is. Do y'all have any?
It's Clawson.
Clawson. I can't remember all the numbers. Justice, do y'all have any questions on this budget? It's pretty flat across the board. Justice York, do you ever have anything to say? Just let out a yelp or something. All right.
I'll follow you down.
That'll work. That'll work. All right. All in favor of passing 1000.0403, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
like to make a motion to put 3028.0403, which is drug court, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Justice, any questions on this one? Sorry, I'm doing some looking up here. All right, all in favor of passing drug court budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion to put 3048.0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All right, Justices, I want to draw your attention to something here on this one. Go to your projections sheet. Walk me through a math problem here at the same time. If you go to your projection sheet here and flip back to Fund 3048, so they're in order by fund. Now, I'm sure this is a grant, but I just want to show it to you. I just want to show you this as an example. So you'll see on the right side of that, what does it say, Adult Drug Court Opioid Settlement Grant Fund, 3048. Over on the far right side, you'll see that 12,754 number and the fact that it's red. So that means that if you take the available to appropriate number and then the budget request, that's the difference. So really, anytime we're in the red, there's an issue. I believe this one is a little, got a little asterisk out there on the side because it's a grant fund. So it's money that we do anticipate revenuing in the future to cover this expense. But I just wanted to call your attention to what that looks like when you look at a budget that has its own fund and the projections and what all that looks like.
It could be a reimbursement fund.
Yeah, yeah. Which means we got to spend it before we get reimbursed by the board. All right, I believe we had a motion and a second, did we? Didn't we? Any questions on this, Justices? All in favor of passage of 3048.0403, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion to put 3528.0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justices, any questions on this one? Any discussion?
Well, this is the grant for that position, right?
Yep, this is the same thing. This is a grant.
Is all the red is the same reason?
All in favor of passing 3528.0403, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put 3533.0403 on the table for discussion, Circuit Court, 3rd Division.
Second.
All right, Justice, any questions here? Another grant?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor of passage of 3533.0403, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put 3550.0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Questions here? All in favor of passage of 3550.0403, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0404, Circuit Court, 4th Division, on the table for discussion.
All right, got 4th Division here. Very flat, there are no salaries in this budget. Any questions? All in favor of passing Fund 1000.0404, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0405, Circuit Court, 5th Division, on the table for discussion.
Second.
motion to put fund 1000.0409 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, justices. Discussion. Fairly flat. All in favor of 1000.0409, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3027.0408, District Court Probation Fees, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Anyone have a question about this one? I think this one doesn't show happy times in the projection sheet. So, justices, I'll just say this is one of these budgets. I mean, it says district court probation fees. Does any of our judges and people out there know anything about this fund and where these funds come from? Probation fees, I assume. If you look on the projection sheet, so we're looking at being $34,000 over budgeted in this budget. I don't think anyone from district court is here to answer any questions. And I don't know if we want to recommend its passing a budget that for which we cannot pay for.
Without asking any questions, so I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3027.0408 on table until what, Thursday night? Is that when we're coming back to?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Sorry.
Any discussion, justices, on the motion to table? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to put fund 1000.0416, prosecuting attorney, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, justices, any questions? Ms. Cruz, I'll give you an opportunity to say something if you want to. You don't have to. If you don't want to, it's up to you. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I wanted to say that I have not had the chance to be in this building yet since the renovation, and it's beautiful. So hats off to County Judge and Mr. Higgins.
Absolutely.
And everyone else. The only change in my budget is what I had come to you all about after the VOCA cuts came down. And so, as you all are aware, we have suffered now 4 victim witness coordinator cuts from the federal VOCA grant. And so y'all have been so gracious to my office last year to fund the position. And so my request now is to fund the position for next year, this last cut. But then I am fully staffed and fully funded and victim witness, so I will not be here next year asking for it again. We'll now be done with the VOCA grant, which honestly will be a load of stress off for my staff. You can imagine they found out about a week before, right? That's about the time that the timetable we get from DFNA. So this is, of course, our state mandatory statute that certainly lays out very important victim notification requirements for the prosecuting attorney's office. And so these are the women, if you come into circuit court, and they'll be sitting there with rape victims and homicide victim families and all kinds of cases to keep those victims informed and coordinate all their meetings. And I think Judge Brazel already left, but I think he would tell you if he were here that we really couldn't do what we need to do at the prosecutor's office on behalf of victims without these ladies. So that's my only additional request. All my other budgets are identical to last year, but it's just to fund that one last victim witness position, and then I'm fully funded, fully staffed in victim witness, and thank you for considering it. I know it's a big request, and I wouldn't come ask if it wasn't just crucial to what we do. So that's what I'm here on tonight, and I'm happy to take any questions. The only change out here, I guess I should say. This is the same.
All right. All in favor of the motion for the passage of Fund 1000.0416, say aye.
Aye.
to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0429, Victim Service Domestic Violence, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? So this is the budget here where we're getting the victim witness coordinator. All right, all in favor of the passage of Fund 1000.0429, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Ms. Cruz, I'm not sure if you have any, do you have another budget in here? Yeah, victim of crime.
The next two are hers, but the second one doesn't have anything on it.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3025.0428, Victim of Crime and Victim Witness, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? Zeroed out. All in favor of that passage of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
And I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3044.0416, Drug Control, Prosecuting Attorney's Office, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Any discussion, Justices?
You also have the purchase of the vehicle?
That's not. Carbon 12416.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
The $12,000 out of purchase of a new vehicle. Is that just the purchase of a new vehicle?
This is our federal equitable sharing account, and so there's very few things we can spend it on, but are you asking just Tyler about the difference?
Yeah, $12,435.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. For our drug task force. Mm-hmm. And that's all federal money.
Justice, any more discussion? Justice Tyler, all in favor of the passage of 3044.0416, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Ms. Cruz, for being here tonight.
Thank you all.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0417, Public Defender, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion in a second. Let's see if we have Mr. Fleming's here. I see Justice Strang. Justice Strang, if you have any questions or have anything you want to add, just peep up. All right. Thank you. We'll make sure y'all participate. Y'all want to participate. Just as there's an increase here in part-time salaries of $48,000, and I'm not sure the story behind that.
What about the personal services, $63,000?
So the total personal services down there at the bottom would be the culmination of everything above it. Yeah, the 62 will be the adding up of everything above that.
But we don't know if that 48 is a new position or what that what that's from.
Correct.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to table Fund 1000.0417 until Thursday night.
Second.
Discussion on the motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3024.0417, Public Defender, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Justice, any discussion? There's a number of budgets here in terms of sort of thing. All right. All in favor of the passage of 3024.0417, say aye.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3026.0417, Public Defender Investigator, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. This is just another one where in the projections we're a little over budgeted by about $35,000 in the projections. Yes.
So just we've seen this line item under professional services and all, a bunch of budgets. What types of expenses can be
to either Mr. Higgins or Mr. Anderson or someone who can answer that question more fully than I.
So there are a number of, I don't want to say catch-all, but professional services. We, the judge's office, use it quite often for architects. Engineering, we're using on the jail currently. You can use it for, trying to think, Judge Dodson and Tom, and I can look it up right quick.
Randy, what I use it for, a lot of people I have service contracts with.
Yeah, like service contracts.
Plumbers, electricians, stuff like that.
Investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I would just add to that, for this budget, public defender investigator, it would just be subject matter experts for whatever investigation in defense of a criminal defendant. And so it's pretty wide-ranging, but you could shoehorn window blinds into it, for example, if it would be a subject matter expert or in the sciences to defend a case, or if it were to hire a private investigator, or if it would be to hire professional services to conduct some file services or something like that. But it's not too narrowly defined, but it's pretty much just common sense. So those things go through a claims processing process, this QCing, to make sure that whatever is being submitted for expense under this fund that you guys would have prior to that appropriated fits under other professional services, but you'll see it in quite a few budgets. And so it really means a little bit different depending on whose budget it is, which budget fund or line item it is. So for the public defender investigator, I'm assuming it's analysis of fingerprints or lab studies, or there's really just no telling under other professional services. But you couldn't use it for carpet, new carpet, for example. Hope that helps.
So would some of these expenses go through a procurement process, like for contractors, that sort of thing, and some of them would not, just for professional services, etc.?
Not speaking for the public defender, but there isn't a ton of money there, but it's subject to commodities purchasing requirements. If there are exceptions, as exceptions exist to bidding requirements, for example, you can't bid out attorney services. And so if a public defender, for example, wanted to contract with someone with many years of expertise to supplement them if they don't have enough bandwidth, for example, attorney services could not legally be bid out, for example. If there's a medical professional, for example, they need analysis of something, related to the case, then that wouldn't be bid out. But, if it were professional carpet cleaning or something like that, it happened to be tens of thousands of dollars, they'd have to bid that out.
Thank you.
With us still having some questions and then not able to be here tonight, I'd like to make a motion to table fund 3026.0417 until Thursday night so we can ask some questions.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion, Justices? All in favor of the motion to table, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
The last one I've got in this packet is fund 1000.0410, district court judge's salary.
Got a second?
You make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Wish I could give you a description of this one.
No, like, why is this going away?
Yeah.
Did we know?
They've changed the law and how the judges are paid now. Basically, that's $29,000 we save.
It's not going to come back somewhere else?
Well, it's paid through the AOC fines and fees that's collected, so we might show a reduction in fees elsewhere.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
More discussion? All in favor of passage of 1000.0410, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I think that gets us through our court's budgets. We're going to roll on here to the category described as A, ARP budgets. Mr. Anderson, can I just have you just give us an overview? We're in year 4, 5. I don't know what year
something
it
is. Like that. We got one more
saga.
To go.
Yeah. You can just give us an overview. Maybe we can batch some or all of these.
Okay. The first one through Fund 1006, Department 40418. That's just reappropriating whatever's left to get us to the finish line. Every one of those are that way. And then the ones after that, they are already zeroed out. They're all zeros. And if you remember, we have a catch-all for the restricted funds, which is the Conway Corp water treatment plant, and for the unrestricted funds, which is lost revenue, that's the jail. So if we run short of spending all, we can roll into one of those two to make sure we have it all spent by December 31st of next year.
That's the goal. That's the requirement we're under with these funds, is to have it all spent by December of next year. And like you said, we have a couple of projects kind of earmarked in here where basically if something happens and one of these projects doesn't come all the way through, then we have something else we can shift the funds into to make sure they're spent and to make sure we don't lose those funds. Maybe I'll just ask for any questions generally about our ARP spending and everything. Some things, just to call some things, you know, we spent, and we go over the report every month and we see what we spent it on and everything. Some things that will be going away are the salary, for a portion of the salary that we appointed to go towards the ARP administrator position. I will say that position was probably well earned, and all the data and the upkeep and the expense reporting and everything else that went along with this. There are some other things that now the sheriff's office is bearing the brunt of, which was some of that turnkey medical contract within the first 1, 2, 3 years that we were able to fund with some of the extra funds out of this ARP replacement funding or ARP money. Another good thing, the positive, is that, you know, a good chunk of this money that we're spending out of ARP is going towards the county jail, which is going to get cranked up fairly soon here, is that money that's been sitting there in an account, we've been able to earn interest on that money as well. So while we're earning interest on all this ARP money that's sitting on an account waiting to be spent, we're then able to take that interest and roll it into the jail project as well.
This is two batches.
We can roll it all in one batch. Or we can take it one by one. Whatever y'all want to do, I want to give y'all a minute to look at them all if you want to. But essentially, I mean, all these are zeroed out. It's, you know, what we call no new money. It's all ARP money. It's all grant money. It's just being reappropriated so we can get it all spent by the end of next year for the projects allotted. I'm going to just give a minute. Justice Yorgi, any questions on ARP? Justice Strange, you good? Okay. Make sure I get the.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to. But do I have to read all these, Councilor Murphy?
The numbers.
Yes. Okay. To batch all these together, Fund 3046.0100, 3406.0704, 3046.0708, 3046.0709, 3046.0710, 3046.0716, 3046.0722, Fund 1006.0406, Fund 1006.0418, and Fund 3046.0418. I believe that's all of them.
Could you go through those one more time?
Justice Moss, I'll let you look those over yourself.
I think we may need them because those other ones that don't have check boxes next to them, those are the ones that are zeroed out.
So do they need to be write off as well? That's a good question. I mean, we don't have to read off right now. Right now we do have a motion and a second on the ones you did read off.
Okay, that guy's going to jail.
Yeah. So any discussion on the ones Justice Coates read off? All in favor of their passage, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, come back to your question.
But then there's even next to these other ones that don't have the check box. Those are the ones that are zeroed out.
Yep, just read them in and we'll zero them out like we have the other zeroed out budgets.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3046.0419 on the table for discussion, along with fund 3046.0703, fund 3046.0705, fund 3046.0706, 3046.0707, 3046.0711 on the table for discussion. We'll stop right there.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3046.0712, fund 3046.0714, fund 3046.0715, fund 3046.0707, fund 3046.0718, fund 3046.0719, fund 3046.0720, fund 3046.0721, let's stop right there.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I've got two left here, I think.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1006.0100 and fund 1006.0111 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I think it's no doubt ARP has been a nice little chunk, you know, for us to do some good with. In the county, we've been able to do a lot of water and sewage projects and help out some nonprofits here and there and a lot of turnkey stuff. And I think the biggest chunk of it is our jail. You know, not a lot of counties get to build a $20 million jail without a tax increase. So that's something to be proud of, I think. All right, we are done with the ARP budgets. We are going to roll on to our county judges' budgets.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0100 County Judge on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, any discussion on this budget? I will say, I need to go back. You know, I'm the one who bunched all these together and labeled them courts budgets and that kind of stuff. I mean, those are just arbitrary names given. So, I mean, everything under that I put under County Judge's budget, I perceive to be under the purview of the county judge. It may not exactly be, but, you know, that's just, I just wanted to throw that little asterisk in there.
It helps keep me straight.
Yeah, I try to keep it all categorized to keep a group of people for having to come in for one night, you know, so that the same people don't have to come back night after night after night after night, so we can kind of group them together and stuff. Let's see, since we are taking up our county judge's budget, I want to give someone from the county judge's office a chance to speak if they want to. You don't have to, but good?
I'm good.
Judge Dotson, you good?
I'm good.
All right, he's good. He said roll with it. All right. Justices, I'll give you all a second to look at.
is the fire and extended coverage insurance, $35,000 home.
Now, that's just an increase in insurance rates. If you take into consideration that we, the county judge's office, covers all of the buildings except for jails and sheriff's office. But all the other, so there's a, just an increase from our insurance carrier.
And the majority of the rest of the expenses in this budget are above the line expenses, looking at that. Looking at that cost of living adjustment. Just as any discussion on 0100. All in favor of the passage, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0108 county maintenance on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, justices, any discussion on our 0108 county maintenance budget? And listen, I will say, you know, when I came onto the quorum court, everything we had was falling apart. So as soon as I was able to wrangle some sort of position of influence over the budget, I told Administrator Higgins that we have to make maintenance a priority, or else we're going to lose everything we got, and we ain't got enough money to replace it all. So I know he's hired a crack team of maintenance professionals that go out of their way to make things good, make things nicer, fix things, make things better. You have anything to say, Mr. Scroggins?
Yeah, our building grounds director's in the back, Reverend Scroggins. And, you know, there's a couple of tasks that we assigned to him. Number one, we really wanted to increase our responsiveness to issues. Wesley and his team are on top of all issues in a very responsive manner. I think we would get unanimous support from that. Also, you take into consideration that this building is 90 years old. And sure, the facelift helped in a lot of areas, but we still had the same pipes, we still had the same wire. We encourage people, do not drink water in this building. It's good for flushing, and that's about it. The museum is older, and we have floors caving through and plumbing issues that are collapsing on us now. We also have plumbing issues over in the circuit clerk's office that we, again, have plumbing that has collapsed on us that we've had to band-aid together, but I think we've done a good job of maintaining those, and maintenance is not cheap. So that you'll see some increases. We're a little over a year and a half into our really getting our feet under the ground with maintenance issues, and I think this is a good fair assessment of what we need. The one good thing about it is we saw some air handler replacement this year, but we've seen it decrease significantly. One thing Wesley and I have noted is with the facelift of this building and the windows, we're seeing the wear and tear on our HVAC units in this building reduce significantly. Whereas before, we would come in the daytime and air handling units running wide open and can't keep up. Now they actually shut off and sit for a while. So I think that was part of that facelift investment was also helped our operating costs.
I would venture to say, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but if you go back 5 years or so or longer, this budget is substantially higher than it was then. But that's by design. You know, we don't want to be in another Unit 1 situation where we have a building that's 30, 40 years old that's, you know, rotting out from under us due to lack of maintenance.
Mr. Scroggins or Mr. Higgins, either one. Back to Justice Yorgie's question about other professional services. In this budget, we have like plumbing and electrical is specified out, and then we have other professional services for $50,000. Can you explain what those are?
Yeah, that's primarily service contracts in three areas. One is going to be elevators for this building and for Justice Building. Also going to be service contracts and testing agreements for our fire alarm and life safety systems. And then also for our HVAC systems, and specifically for that high-dollar system over in the Justice Building that when it goes down, we get circuit judges calling pretty quick, and so we maintain it and That service contract actually allows them to do some maintenance and repairs off-site. They can come in off of the internet and do those. So that's primarily what those are for. Wesley, did I miss anything?
Trees.
That trees?
What?
That we just spent $9,000 having trees cut down so they wouldn't fall on our buildings?
Thank you.
Dying trees. Dying trees.
Yeah, yes, they were
Administrator Higgins, I'm assuming this $40,000 is for a new vehicle to replace maintenance or...
So we inherited a couple of old vehicles. We replaced one year before last. And then we have another vehicle. What year is it?
2013.
Yeah, 2013. We put some money into it, keeping it running. But here's the deal. We have two vehicles in maintenance, and they both pull trailers. With the tractor on it, you know, to the animal shelter, to the voter storage building, and those kinds of things. And so the one truck that we have right now, we just won't hardly put a trailer behind it because it's too much wear and tear on it. So we're going to trade that one in and upgrade.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are you anticipating that we may need to add another full-time position in the future, or is this like seasonal work that wouldn't justify a full-time
position? That's a good question. So we've talked about that, but this actually is more seasonal. So in the summertime, we may hire two or three part-time to come in and help with the building and grounds, help with the mowing. You know, think about it, we not only do this campus, Justice Building. This summer, we helped with the animal shelter, although we're working with arrangements where maybe they can do something different. Also, voter storage, also the health department. We do a lot of their work as well. So this gives us the flexibility. Usually in the summertime, Wesley will hire either some high school students or college students to come in and help us with that work. And then this time of year, we start ramping back down. And we do some maintenance during the winter inside the building maintenance because all summer long we're outside working on those. So, yeah, it's a lot more flexible to have two, three, sometimes four part-time as opposed to one full-time coming in. That could change in our strategy for next year, but right now for 2026, that's what we're looking at.
All right, just is any more discussion on our maintenance budget? All in favor of passing Fund 1000.0108, say aye. Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0115, the IT department, on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, any discussion on our county IT budget?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I had it really below the line. This was relatively flat, but I'd like to brag on our IT department. They really transitioned. They do an excellent job staying on top of our in-house network. Really probably the key focus has been the latter half of this year, and will be a big focus next year, will be things like cybersecurity, AI impact to our network, part of it. Also, we're working on some IT policy and procedures that we'll be presenting to the personnel committee probably after the first of the year to help with that as well. But I really want to brag on our IT department. They're doing a good job. And again, kind of a key focus that we've had since Kristen has taken over is really customer friendly, customer satisfaction, and being responsive to our needs.
Sorry, guys. Any questions on our IT budget? All in favor of the passage of Fund 1000.0115, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0419, County Coroner, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? We'll draw your attention to the one little yellow thing that PCR would stand for, a personnel committee resolution that they passed last month at a personnel committee. Typically, the reason they do that is because effective, and then that's when it gets kind of put in our budget to approve overall with the rest of the budget requests that we do. A little differently than how we handle salary increases in the spring.
I like seeing that. That's very helpful.
Yeah. And you can see the $20,000 decrease in part-time salaries, and I think Administrator Higgins explained all that.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Freeman, the small equipment purchase, would that by chance happen to be a wet table?
No.
What was it?
Computer.
Wet table, I'm watching for that one. Thank you.
Any more discussion, Justices? All in favor of passing Fund 1000.0419, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0500, Office of Emergency Management, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. You'll see here, I think these the result of these increases are due to our PSAP consolidation. We had to take these out of the PSAP budget, and just it's an absorption in the county general. There's really not really a way around that. You know, all the I don't know all of it, but a vast majority of the revenue we were receiving due to 911 surcharges on phone plans and stuff like that goes to the city now for the operation of the consolidated PSAP. Mr. Higgins, did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's correct. There may have even been some road money, but what we were having to do is based on legislation, we had to clean that up and adhere to the legislative audit guidance that we had received, and these ordinances did that.
Yeah. Randy, y'all didn't ask for overtime, and y'all spent overtime out of that fund this year. Because I've had to move some money to cover it already. Huh. Have y'all looked at that?
I'll follow up on that and see if that is, I'll bring it back Thursday, but I think we're good, I'll bring it back up. One thing I would like to note, often we hear that, hey, if we give you money and one time money, you never give it back, and so last year we did ask for money for vehicles and their things. This year we're not, so yeah, we're not just continuing that on. We didn't add it again. So.
Perfect. Justice, any discussion? Mr. Herman, you have any comments for us as our OEM director?
Not at this time, sir.
I know, Mr. Chair, I've bragged on other departments, and I failed to do so in the coroner's office, but we've got a great coroner's team.
She already left.
That does a great job, but also our OEM department, yeah. With Chief Hillman and our deputy director, Larry Hearn over there in Nicole. They're very supportive, do a good job. They respond just like coroners to call 24 hours a day, and we really appreciate the good job they do.
They all do a great job, absolutely. All right, Justice, any more discussion? All right, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So on the question on the overtime that was brought up, if we pass it today and then you come back Thursday, I guess we have to pull it back, or how would the...
I made a note. Right now, I'm comfortable with you guys passing it now. When I look at it tomorrow, if I need to do something different, I will bring it back and ask what I meant.
Okay. Thank you.
That just means we can't have any more days.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Overtime.
That'd be
fine. Keep it under control over there.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right.
That's all we need.
All in favor of the passage of Fund 1000.0500, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3020.0501911 PSAP on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Here you will see a substantial decrease in the amount of money due to the aforementioned PSAP consolidation and the loss of our revenue in this fund. So, anyways, but there still is a bit of there still is a bit of revenue that comes into this.
A big landline revenue.
Landline revenue. Of course, here so I can tell you how much what the projection is on it. So the projection of revenue projection on that is about $218,000. And there's some carryover in there we can draw up as well. It is strictly into this PSAP fund 3020, not only one PSAP fund. Mr. Higgins, just to refresh us, can you talk about some of the things that are funded out of this PSAP 911 budget?
Yep, so part of what we do, so we still own and operate the repeaters for the fire departments. So there are five repeaters countywide. Those repeaters have to be maintained, and also the buildings that are at the base of those antennas, and the antennas themselves have to be, so there are maintenance contracts on those. They also have electronic equipment in there, so there's heating and air, there's air conditioning units that have to be serviced, backup generators that also have to be serviced. So primarily it's for the equipment for those repeaters. That's the bulk of it. Chief Hill, is there anything else that I missed?
No, that's pretty much it. And our contract with our repeater contract. Our propane that we see
propane, and then there's also there's still some radio equipment. I mean, that we operate, that we haven't had service. You know, the judges, senior staff, we have Lowborough handheld radios. You know, those things aren't cheap.
Do we pay for the software? I think you told me about a software that our first responders use for like mobile.
Yep, that is
I am responding.
Yeah, I am responding.
Okay.
So we pay that contract.
Generators.
Yep, I covered that. The I am responding seems to be very well received among the fire departments. So they get that, they get the radio call outs, and they get it on their app, so they get their tracking time, arrival time, departure time, those kinds of things for the report.
Justice, any discussion on the 911 PSAP budget? All in favor of the passage of fund 3020.0501, say aye.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0800 Veteran Services on the table for discussion.
Right. All right, any discussion on our Veteran Service? Mr. Higgins, do you have anything on that?
You know, you can just tell by the quarterly reports I've been getting, our Veteran Services have been very well received. I was visiting with Terry Hooten recently, last week, week before last. We kind of created our own monster. As we went into this endeavor, a lot of our veterans were by word of mouth were saying, don't go to Faulkner County, go to the surrounding counties to get help. That has turned 180 degrees, and now the other counties are saying, go to Faulkner County, that's where you can get some help. And you know, we're kind of okay with that. If our veterans are getting serviced, and certainly we want to focus on Faulkner County, but if we get some, you know, coming in from Pulaski or Van Buren or whatever other county, we're happy to help those. I will report, last year we asked for a new position, and the Corps was kind enough to grant and fund that full-time position. In the search, though, we actually hired a part-time employee, works 3 or 4 days a week, depending on his schedule. So we're working through that. And the reason we did that is we just happened to come across through the interview process a candidate who is VA certified. So he came in with a great skill set. That particular model seems to be working right now. We know that with the growth, we will probably still go into a full-time position. So we don't want to give the position back. But we've been able to save some money this year by using the part-time position. I anticipate, don't hold me to it, but probably by mid-year we'll actually have to fill that full-time position in just because of the workload.
Justice, any questions? Everything here is about the line. All in favor of the passage of Fund 1000.0800, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1805.0430, County Civil Attorney, on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, we got a motion and a second. I think this is the first time we've come across an 1805 budget. So I feel like I was here at least paying attention whenever we created this fund. Basically, these, it's called County General Apportion, so they are County General Funds, but it lies in this apportioned budget because I believe, you know, have to correct me if I'm wrong, 90% of it is reimbursed by the state. No.
Taxing units.
So the basically, the treasurer's office, the assessor's office contribute to this fund.
Okay.
So it's outside of County General, but it's a conglomeration of different.
Well, it's part of County General, but their tax. We get a credit against expenses out of the collector, assessor, the county attorney, and EQ board. So these are the office expenses that gives a credit against what we pay back to the taxing units. And taxing units is the schools, the county, the city, all your improvement districts, and all them. What we pay back to them. Does that make sense?
Basically, there are statutes that allow us to charge other entities rather than County General Barrett.
There you go. And that's a 90% rate. Is that right?
That's my understanding.
Yeah. So 90% of what we spend here is paid for by someone else. Is that a good summation?
Yeah.
Still citizen tax dollars being paid for.
The bulk of that's the schools.
Yeah. Any questions on the county civil attorney?
I'll say something just briefly. This is my seventh budget to work with the Quorum Court on. In 7 years, I've not asked for anything significant until this year. There's two items that are significant, at least for our office. One is we're requesting, I think, another $10,000 in special legal. As you may be aware, we're involved in a federal lawsuit. Currently, that's being taken care of, but it is tenuous at best as far as whether our insurance provider will continue to be able to cover us in that action. So that's the request in that particular amount. The second one is $12,300. That's in the computer software support and maintenance, and that's for a service that will allow us to redact information on FOIA requests. Basically, FOIA requests are becoming incredibly burdensome. It's only a matter of time before I come and ask for an employee to the Quorum Court. We're not there yet, though. The Sheriff's Office does a great job dealing with their FOIA request. We have an employee in my office that deals a lot with the other FOIA requests. Basically, this software, we're going to try for a year and hope that it reduces the amount of time that our employees are having to spend going through each document and redacting the personal and confidential information that we're not allowed to release. And so that's really what the headache of a lot of the FOIA requests are right now. I'd estimate right now, too, that in 2025, we've probably released over 200,000 pages of FOIA requests. And a lot of that stems from some of the federal lawsuits that we're involved in. But a lot of it's just inquiring minds, right? And so That's the way the law's been drafted, and we're complying with it, but it's going to cost money.
I think this is a prime example, and I know it occurs other places in our county government, but I just think it's a prime example of how we can utilize technology, you know, and new solutions and software out there to solve problems, you know, instead of just the old manual pen and paper person solution. So I appreciate you for doing homework here and finding a solution that involves some technology here so we can automate and make our county more efficient in the way we carry out our services. Questions? Justice? Discussion? All right. All in favor of passing 1805.0430, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 2000.0200 County Road on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. funded by 2.8 mils on our property taxes, and that is restricted funding. So there's nothing else we can do. There's nothing else these funds can go towards.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
On clothing and uniforms, I buy a lot of clothes, but that seems significant. Can you explain why that is as much as it is?
Let me take a look at it.
Clothing and uniforms.
Which page?
Page three. Bottom fourth. Under supplies.
2006.
That was just an increase in the contract from previous years. We went several years without an increase. And we buy uniforms for 43 people.
Thank you, sir.
That includes shoes, too, right?
Yeah, boots.
Boots.
Safety boots or else. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Justice, any other discussion? That's Christmas colors. There's a lot of red and a lot of green. A lot of coming and going.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I see a very significant decrease in the amount for asphalt. Are we anticipating just different projects or different surfacing materials? Or what's the explanation?
You'll see this in the county road sales tax as well. And most of that, or all of it, is going to a new line item we have for the construction in progress, 4006. So basically, we're trying to spread out the construction costs of the new road shop over 3 years. But we got to have it from somewhere, so it's going to slow down in some areas.
Give me all time, there's a lot here to look through, so I can make sure. Mr. Anderson, I think I have another question for you. Just because this is a new category here that we're not used to looking at, which is our debt services category. Can you talk about maybe your decision-making process there and like maybe what it was in the past, what we're doing different to have this debt services category?
We lease equipment, and legislative audit ask us to expense it this way.
Oh, really?
And that's just new the way they want it done.
Oh, okay. So it's nothing that changes from the way we've done. No. It's just an audit thing.
Just an accounting adjustment.
Okay. I was just curious. I didn't know if we had not leased equipment in the past and we started doing it, or what kind of equipment do we lease? Just
road graders.
Okay.
And that's just the way they like it broken down.
All right, Justice, any left on this one? All in favor of passage of Fund 2000.0200, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3402.0201 County Road Sales Tax on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, just as any discussion.
There's some big numbers.
Yeah. Once again, this is, the other half of our sales tax, 0.25 cents on every dollar collected goes into this county road sales tax budget right here that cannot be spent on anything else. You'll notice there are no salaries here either. It's all materials and everything else.
What type of professional services are we talking about in the other services and charges category?
When we have bridge designs, we'll use that for the engineering services, but most of that's going to go to the engineering services and the architect and construction management team that we have with the construction of the new road shop.
Thank you, sir.
Jess, is there any questions? All in favor of the passage of 3402.0201, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.030 for grants and aid health on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
How else are they funding state?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, sir.
More discussion? All in favor? Passing 1000.0304, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3414.0806 Extension Office on the table for discussion.
Sorry.
All right.
I'll start off with a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why is this department funded differently than all of our other ones? And I know I've asked that in the past, but I would like another explanation of it exactly.
So everything, I believe, and well, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, is everything in this budget comes from the voluntary tax millage, or the voluntary tax.
And then in our next grants and aid, they get additional money from County General. So we can't put that all in the same budget since it's coming from two separate places?
Correct. That's a lot of the other, like, you know, we rolled through all those juvenile budgets mm-hmm. and everything. When the money comes from
different funds,
yeah. Scott's not here, but like when it comes from a different revenue source, yeah, it goes in different. That's why the county roads got two different ones, because the funding source is from two different funding sources. One's from the sales tax, one's from the millage.
So this is funded through two separate mm-hmm. places. Why don't we have two separate on their own, instead of why is it stuck in with grants and aid?
Grants and aid is really, it's us as a, and don't let me step out of line here. I'm looking at all y'all because y'all know the answer to these things. It's us saying we need these social services that we as a county are choosing not to provide as a county, you know. So we are choosing, we had the discussion a month ago or so on Council on Aging, right? We give them $40,000 for the Meals on Wheels program. So we as a county are deciding, we think it's important to feed seniors that are incapable of getting out and getting their own food. Therefore, we are choosing to pay the Council on Aging $40,000 a year to provide this service to our citizens. You said it's a fair... It's something we're choosing to give to a nonprofit to fill in a service for our citizens.
It's like them being an independent contractor.
Yeah.
That's probably the better way of looking at it.
But the extension service is not a 501c3?
Mm-hmm. Actually, they are. They're part of the University of Arkansas.
No.
Not technically, but
right.
We function the same.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
That answer your question for the most part? Okay, awesome. I think the only thing I see here is in our projections sheet is that we're over budgeted by about $10,000 or so. Not to be confused, I don't think, with the extra $10,000 they're getting in the next budget.
So those are not covering each other, those are two separate asks?
Yes. Yes. here's where I'm, so I don't know if we need to table this one to fix this one to get it into line with the available to appropriate, with the amount of $10,000 being over.
At least that would give us a little bit of time to look into it a little bit more.
Yeah. And like I said, we hear from
Mr. Chair?
Extension all the time. Yes, sir.
Are you talking about Department 0803?
0806.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 0806. Yes, sir. Fund 3414.
Oh, 0803 is where the additional budget comes from. Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm looking at the right one, the 0806, I don't see a $10,000 increase on that one. I do see it in the social services,
so,
but not in the voluntary tax.
Yeah, and really what I'm looking at is, Margaret can show you there, it's not necessarily the fact that you have an increase, it's our projection,
revenue. You're over $10,000, and what's projected that you're going to get in tax here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reduce to get down to this amount here.
And I think this one's hard to project because it's voluntary tax.
Yeah.
And
right.
that's why we have
what we got this year.
Right.
And we did have that discussion, and
yes.
Comes up in the next one.
Yeah.
But we can talk about all this offline to get it sorted out. Did you make a motion, Justice Coates?
Not yet, but
I don't remember.
I'd make a motion to table fund 3414.0806. So that we can rework some numbers.
Second.
Justice Ng, discussion on the motion.
I guess that will come back up on Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll
bump that to Thursday. Yeah, that's fine. No, I don't think you need to. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So that brings up, let's see, I'll let you make the motion on this.
Right, Fund 1000.0803. I'd like to make a motion, put this on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, so the discussion basically of the last one is we know the services they provide, we know what they do for us. Like I said, we were fortunate enough for them to come and give us reports all the time on what they do. Due to voluntary tax numbers going down, and that's just the nature of the beast here, it seems like. And they come and ask for an additional $10,000 increase in what we give them in grants and aid for social services. So it is kind of making that up in the last budget. I mean, because we're giving them $10,000, they can't just take that $10,000 and plop it into this budget necessarily. But they can use it to pay for the $10,000 that we might have to cut out of this last budget we looked at to make the math.
I think it's been pretty obvious that I have major concerns with some of these grants in aid. And so back at our last meeting that we had to discuss these in particular, I specifically requested financial statements and information on all of them. All of these entities did comply except our Faulkner County Fair. I don't know if anybody is here with that organization, but I never received the requested documentation for that. And so with that being said, I'd like to put this, make a motion to table this until Thursday night.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3404.0406, Animal Welfare and Control, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, any discussion on our animal welfare and control? Justice Coates?
I would like to point out the spay and neuter services, the $20,000 that's in there. that's appropriated for 2026. I believe that is a new variation on the former SNP program that has been reworked a little bit and has been done through the shelter and through that we contracted out, hopefully through companions again, with a few changes that has come up. So that's what that additional $20,000 is for, is that low-cost and no-cost spaying neuter program that they're implementing in 2026.
I'm happy to see that. Thank you.
Yes. And they've already put it into play for part of 2025. Mm-hmm. Just took us a little bit to get our figure under.
Fantastic. Justices, any questions? Discussion on our fairly brand new animal welfare control budget.
Yeah, I have a quick question. I don't see any above the line expenses here. Is the staffing of the shelter, is that all just under professional services?
Yes. And that's primarily because they're not county employees.
Nonprofit, so projected revenue. We project a fund balance of $1.1 million at the beginning of next year. Projected revenue is $146,000 in voluntary taxes, and our budget request is sitting at $500,000. So that's something that our animal friends know, and they can watch, and they know the voluntary tax money is going to trend down over the years and that they're going to have to make it up either with voluntary tax funds or with the work that they do through the nonprofit.
And I may have to divert this a little bit, but I believe this 2026 budget request was turned in with zero. They did not take any additional donations that came in through the public into their budget. So, you know, they went ahead and put, let's say, dog food into the budget, but yet this last year we didn't have to spend any on dog food because all that was donated. So this is worst case scenario, so to speak.
Awesome. Any comments?
Hopefully that will come up.
Yeah, JP Coates is correct. The budget was written essentially as if we did not get any in-kind donations in the shelter at all. That hasn't happened since we opened. We get those every day and every week. Haven't bought dog food, I think maybe once actually, when we actually had to go buy dog food. Just got a thousand pound donation in on Saturday. That's going to last us through the rest of the year. And this happens consistently with medical supplies. A lot of the budgeted stuff for general supplies as a whole, we get through just people showing up with things or doing cash donations or going to our wish list on Amazon.
The other point I wanted to make too that we have discussed is that this time of year is when the IRAs pay out, when people can donate their IRA distributions or whatever. This is the first year that the shelter has been able to take those donations, and typically those are fairly large, and so we are hopeful that those will come in soon.
Making a list and checking it twice.
We'll say.
Thank you for what you do out there.
Thank you.
Justice, any more discussion? All in favor of the passage of Fund 3404.0406, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
If I can make a motion to put Fund 3415.0123, FEMA flood pass-through, on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Zero it out. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to put Fund 1810.0100, County Judge, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion?
What is this for?
So this is for the roof for this building. So to be very transparent, we had this out for bid because it's over the bid threshold. What I would like to do is get the roof repaired as soon as we possibly can. We have estimates, so we know roughly that this is going to be pretty close. Be transparent, if the bids come in pretty quick, I may come back to the court still this year and ask for this money so I can get it done this year. If that's the case, then I'll come back to the court and say, yeah, we don't want this in the 2026 budget. So I talked with Scott. We should have the money in the carryover to cover this if we need to. But we're at a critical level. If you don't know, we literally have tarps on the fourth floor catching the water as it comes through the roof, having it go into buckets so it doesn't mess up our new ceiling in this room. So it really is kind of a critical issue, but I believe we do bid opening on Friday on that one.
Thank you, sir.
More discussion? We can pass it, and then, like I said, if he thinks he needs the money this year, we can, he'll bring an ordinance next month. We can do that and fix it all.
Yeah.
All in favor of passage of 1810.0100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1002.0121 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, just as any discussion here. We have a self-funded health insurance plan. Can't tell you exactly what that means, but I know we've done it for years and it seems to be working well. Not an insurance professional. I just pulled up a statement of operations just to look at that. I mean, everything spent as through October 30th looks like about 78% of the budgeted amount here. So I think that's normal. I can tell you, I remember there were times when I don't know if I was on the court or just watching the court, but you know, every budget in our county budget that has personnel has like a health insurance line item in it, and I remember just there's at times where that health insurance line item would have to be substantially increased because of us filling a gap in our plan. But over the past really 3, 4, 5 years, we seem to be pretty leveled off. Is that right? Would you say, Tom, on just spending? You know, we seem to be at a good contributory level with the amount that we have our employees giving to the health insurance plan and the amount we're paying out. I think we're trending well. So, all good here. Any questions? All right. All in favor of passing 1002.0121, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3400.0520, emergency squad, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. I said we have a gentleman here from the squad for us. Will you introduce yourself to us, sir, yes, if you don't mind?
Yes, Brandon Smith, deputy commander for the emergency squad.
Thank you, Brandon, for joining us today. And you had the lucky, you're second to last budget, it looks like. The lucky privilege of sitting through the entirety of today.
We do have a slight change to the budget request I noticed today. The 3553 fleet liability, that's in a section that we couldn't edit on the budget request. This past year, we did some research into and elected to purchase a different, or go with a different insurance vendor that would cover our fleet more fully, as well as our responders. So now our insurance coverage is not just it's actually a set value. We can set values on our vehicles, and if we have an accident or anything like that, we're able to recoup the cost in order to replace a vehicle rather than just having a depreciated value. As well as our responders are now covered for when they're responding to from scenes as well for the personal vehicles, as well as some workman's comp functionality. And this also covers us into any legal coverage as well is included in this. So there is a lot of coverage there. The amount is $12,400. The invoice was slightly less than that for this past year, $12,384, and it cycles in August. It may actually go down because we're going to be liquidating some older vehicles, and so that we expect that will probably be at or below that level.
So can I ask you then, Sarah, can you scroll down a little bit on the screen there? Keep going. Where are we at? What were we just talking about? 30? Oh, quick liability.
Yeah,
so does that number right there that she's highlighting, does that need to be the 12,400, like what you said, or is that good being at zero? Or
It needs to be 12,400, yes.
12,400. All right.
And just another thing just to report back on, I know over the past years, Justice Lukowski, you'd asked about this for our vehicle funds. We actually were able to use those funds this past year, and instead of two vehicles, we were looking previously at a truck and a Durango-type vehicle. We were able to purchase three Ford trucks for the amount we exceeded just a little bit over what we had allotted originally, which was $65,000. We went over that by about $2,000, but had it covered in the other funds. And now we have a Ford F-550 and two Ford F-250s to supplement our fleet, as well as take care of the trailering needs that we have with our specialized equipment so that we can respond and be able to safely do so.
So I think just a quick description for the justices, and the starter, please tell me if I'm off on this. When you look at, like, the capital outlay category there, so like you said, if they buy a vehicle, looking at the 2025 budget, they buy a vehicle and it's $70,000, but you've got $30,000 in machinery equipment, you can kind of move those funds around within that category as long as they're there and existing. Now, when you're asking to pull money from other categories, and that they must come before the court to ask for that adjustment. Does that make sense?
I don't actually move the money around. We let the one line item show negative, and then they're actually pulling from the above line, but I don't adjust those numbers.
Yes, that's a good point. Thank you.
And
yes,
you'll see most of the changes to the budget this year are mainly moving around the funds. We reduced that vehicle's budget by $20,000 to, since we've covered that large purchase we were looking at, but we still want to make sure we have coverage as we need to increase our fleet for boats or other opportunities as it comes in. We recently sold one of our boats to be able to better handle our fleet and our tools as we use them.
And so the emergency squad also operates this budget. All the money you see here in this budget operates off of the voluntary tax revenue that they receive. And I believe, and our chief deputy may correct me, because of an ordinance passed back in the 70s or 80s or something like that, it basically gives the sheriff's office financial oversight, maybe. Is that the right word? I don't know what the word is. Some sort of something, I think, over the emergency squad. But I say that to say, essentially, I think all the county receipts and expenditures that flow through this account are signed off and approved by the sheriff. Is that right?
We have a threshold where we submit for purchase requests.
Okay.
We take care of our daily expenditures, those kind of things. When we're looking at a large purchase like this, that's when we run it through there. And the governance there of the funds, where he's talking about with the sheriff's office, is to make sure that we have that guidance. And, you know, we're not as involved with some of the county level purchasing agreements and things like that, and so that oversight allows the sheriff's office to actually help us make sure that we're, you know, taking advantage of those opportunities where we can.
There you go.
Excuse me. So the sheriff's office has approved this $201,000 budget.
We submitted it.
No.
I have not seen that budget other than what was presented.
That's what I needed to know. My other question was the total training hours that I asked for a couple of weeks ago that you turned in was 310. That's your training hours, but not your deployment hours? Is that how you?
So, yes, I provided a summary for you. with that. That those are specific training drills. We've also been doing monthly training opportunities, which aren't calculated in those, but those were our big CPR training, fireboat school, some joint exercises we had with other fire departments as well.
I understand the training, but I'm asking about the total incident deployments. There were 24 total incident deployments. Average response time was 15 minutes, but what was the amount of time that you were engaged in the deployments? Do we have that for the year?
I have a full list of our deployments here. The average time on scene varies depending on the deployment we do. The average time on scene I have is an hour and 12 minutes. We get, a variety of different calls. Like I said, a swift water rescue call can be 4 hours on the Cadron as we go and find those people.
So you said that 24 total deployments at approximately an hour and 12 minutes apiece?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess times the number of personnel on scene?
Yes, sir. And that varies by call as well. But, an average that I have here is about three, at minimum of three attendees. And I apologize. Jerry, our commander, had submitted the budget in when it was requested, so I wasn't aware that it didn't go to Chief Deputy Woolley.
It concerns me the lack of communication between the emergency squad and the sheriff's department. It also concerns me that out of 24 deployments, approximately, let's just say an hour apiece, we're spending $212,000.
We are never at that budget threshold. With that, we're typically only spending at most 40 to 45%. This year we have that increase because, like I said, we had to replace some fleet vehicles. We've worked fairly closely with Deputy Woolley, or Chief Deputy Woolley, to take care of several things this year. As we came in under new leadership, we had to spend a lot of time restriping our vehicles, doing some updates to that, as well as purchasing the new vehicles, and just overall, kind of changing how our training and documentation was being handled.
So technically, y'all were on stand down until April, is my understanding. So the money that was spent was done from April until now.
No, ma'am. We were working through January. Like I said, we had a directive through the sheriff's department to restripe our vehicles and change up those. So we've been, doing those items all through the year. Our first deployments where they called us in were at the beginning of April, and this is just counting up through the end of October as far as our runs we still
but
have.
Approximately, and I'm estimating, 24 total hours of deployment time. If you've been in 24 total incident deployments at approximately an hour apiece, that's 24 hours of service. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, so far.
And even at 50% of your budget would be, let's just say, $100,000 for 24 hours. I'd like to make a motion to table fund 3400.0520 to Thursday night until the Sheriff's Department can have an opportunity to look this over.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Brandon.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3500.0504, Homeland Security, on the table for discussion. I don't know what let put this.
Law enforcement training PA.
There we go.
I don't know if that's totally. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of passing this zero budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Just as that gets us through the budget for tonight, tomorrow night we have the sheriff's office budgets. And what I call the others category, which are all others that I can't neatly fit into another category. So, assessor, collector, clerks, on and on. So we will take those up tomorrow night, as well as our kind of normal course of business. We're going to get to that first. We have a regular appropriations ordinance. We'll get a report from a treasurer's report, like we normally do at our budget and finance committee meeting. Like I said, I think we have one appropriation ordinance on the agenda, and we'll take up the budget considerations. Take these projections sheets home with you if you want to look at these. You know, when you don't look at the grants and everything, you can look at the reds and see where we're going to have some discussions at and make some adjustments in these budgets. I want to especially say thank you to the judge's office, Administrator Higgins, Sarah, all the work they do to prepare all the paperwork for us and to get all this together. The tablets are nice. I like these. It's good to be able to look at everything at the same time that we've got going on here. So thank y'all very much for all the hard work. I know I've spent many hours in meetings just with y'all getting this sorted out, much less the amount of hours y'all spent doing the things I've asked you to do to prepare for this.
Well, you commented about technology, and I think the experiment of the tablets as we work through those, but going into next year, our plan is to start in January utilizing the tablets for full court meetings, and we've analyzed the cost of just toner and paper, but more importantly, the amount of labor to put this together, that this pack right here, I'll throw in the trash can in the night. So,
yeah.
If we can save our taxpayers some money and be more effective at the same time, I think it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Thank you. Justices, will I have you an opportunity to say anything? No, say anything? Good? Good?
Thanks, everyone, for showing up.
Any public comment?